So this is the part of the service where we get to hear from one another and hear testimony of the things God has done and the things that he is doing. I will give a bit of an explanation, and then I will pray for us and invite folks to let me know in the chat or email or text if they would like to speak and share testimony. All right, so first an explanation, then a prayer. So explanation, it's pretty short, but I think just a reminder that our goal in sharing testimonies is that we want to be witnesses to God's glory. We want to speak his glory out and share his glory. And many times in scripture, it says, remember, 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 remember the things that God has done. And so whether it's something he's doing now or something that he has done that you feel could be an encouragement for this body and also give glory to him, I am going to invite you to think about and to share those stories. It can be big things, it can be small things. As long as it is giving glory to God, that is what we desire. So I will pray for us. And our first person who is going to share with us is Sarah. So I'm excited for that. And I will pray. Father, we give you glory. We give you glory in all of our lives, including sharing stories and storytelling, sharing stories of your goodness, of your provision, of your holiness, of your faithfulness, of who you are, of the ways we've seen you in the world around us and in the happenings around us. So God, we want to be your witnesses in the world and in this body as well. So Father, I pray a blessing over the people who are sharing this morning or who are thinking of sharing. I pray for courage and boldness to be able to share in this space and to give voice and witness to you and to who you are. To you be the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm going to invite Sarah to come to the stage, so to speak, and Holly will spotlight you.
I just want to thank God for his goodness in my life. So many times we wait for like the huge things to happen before we give God all the praise and all, or before we testify at least. But I just want to thank God. I've been in Canada for about 3 years, and my experience has been like that of the Israelites, or like Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You know, it's like when they got to a new land, they always like laid a stone, and each stone was like a new name. It's like they had experienced a new part of God. So like Jehovah Jireh, like Jehovah Nissi, you know, all of that. They had experienced a new part, and then they would lay that stone and be like, yeah, this is our God at this, right? So before I came to Canada, my experience was the God that does like the impossible, the God that has no limitations. Like my faith was that kind of faith that like I could go somewhere and I'm like, I don't know where this will come from, but you know, like I know that it's going to happen. It's like I'll need my school fees, for instance, and I resume school by Friday, and like today is Wednesday and we don't know where this money is, and I'm just praying, and somehow by Friday, before Friday, that school fees is ready. Like it's provided from like very like miraculous sources. But then when I came to Canada, it was like that story changed. Like I was just confused. I'm like, God, what's going on? Like, I started wondering, like, is it that, you know, God's powers don't apply so much here in Canada? Or was there like a different like spirit operating in Nigeria? You know, like I was just confused. It was just not the same way. But you know, it's like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and the story they told, like they told the king, we know our God is able. You know, so it was like that first part that I'd seen. But then they said, even if he doesn't. And then they were thrown into the fire, but God came through. And I feel like I'd experienced the first part of, we know he can, but I needed to experience the second part, because you actually need that complete knowledge and experience of God to actually believe that he is God and that he exists. And so like today, like I don't want to make this story long, but I stand today and I look back, oh my God, like within these last 3 years, I've had so many storms. And each one I thought it would be the end of me. Each one I'm like, no, I'm not going to make it. And each time I've made it. A few examples, money. I've not really had as much money as like when I was in Nigeria. And each time, so I'll ask God, I'll be like, God, I need money for, you know, I need money. And he'll be like, what do you need money for? And I'll be like, food, clothes. And he'll send someone with clothes and food. He won't send the money. And I'm like, what are you doing? And then I realized that I actually had a high dependence on money. Like, yeah, I trusted in God. I asked God for the money. But like anytime I was low on money, then I'll get really anxious. And God needed me to know that he is my source, not the money. And then like other times, like recently I asked God, like, God, I need to go to the store to buy like some food. And what I have will not be enough for me to buy like meat and veggies and all of that. And I asked him for money. He didn't provide. Like I had a little, but I needed more. He didn't. But you know what he did? I went to the store, like really anxious, like, okay, like, I don't even know what I'm going to do. On that day, chicken breast was like $1. Like $1. Like, where does that happen? And you know, it taught me, like, God meets your needs, not necessarily the way you expect, but he does. And lastly, I had this covenant running with God. Like, when I was coming to Canada, I was like, God, when my brother studies, they don't allow them as students to work. So like, and he hardly, like he may need something and he won't tell you. But when he finally reaches out to ask, you know that like, it's like really up to here. And I'm like, God, may my brother never need money and ask me for money and I don't have. And there have been many times I didn't have money and he will ask, but somehow God always provided. But in the month of March, it was like, he had this major deadline. He had to change his house, parents, so many things. And we didn't have money. My parents did not have, I did not have. And I kept saying, God, you know, we have this covenant. What's happening? And the deadline was so close and nothing. And I was really anxious. I lost hope. Like now, I mean, with all the challenges I'd come through, I saw that I now believe that there were no times that I thought, is God really there or is it just a coincidence? Now I had a firmer assurance, but now I was angry with him. Like, why are you not providing this? This is a need. But you know, like, so he needed this money by Wednesday of the next week. And Friday, like the week had already ended. It's like, from where would this money come? I'd already closed from work. I'd come back home. And you know, like, just like that, like somehow between that time and that Wednesday, someone gave me money. And I don't even know who that someone is because they gave it to someone to give it to me. And that was like sufficient to meet that need. And so like, it's these moments, right? And so before, the stone I would have laid in Nigeria was like the, you know, great God, the God that does the impossible, the mighty God. But here, my experience has been the faithful, consistent God. And while I'm not sure that, you know, my faith, because I know I still have anxiety, like when I see the storm coming, I'm like, oh, God. But I feel like I have a more steady anchor, a more sturdy anchor there. You know, even when I see the waves coming, I'm like, okay, God, I can't look. I don't even know what you're going to do. But, you know, I know you're there now and I'm just going to hold on to you. So, yeah, that's my testimony. I just want to thank God for being the faithful, consistent God that always shows up, even when, like, it looks like there's no other way. Praise the Lord.
Amen. He is. And I would like to invite you to pray that out, to say, close this in prayer. If you would like to praise God in prayer, I invite you to do that for a moment.
In Jesus' name, almighty and everlasting God, I thank you for your grace and mercy upon our lives. Thank you for everything you've done. Thank you for always being there. Thank you for all the lessons that you teach us. Thank you for all the times that you bring us through. There are many that if we had to choose by ourselves, we will not choose. But thank you that you are the wise God and that, you know, you make all things work together for our good. And so we can always trust in your goodness and in your wisdom, even when we don't understand things. I pray, dear God, Father, our God, for your grace to keep believing in you, your grace over to, you know, just keep going regardless of the storms that we face. And I pray that you never leave our boats. I know that many times we expect that you speak and you tell the storm to be calm, but I'm learning to that sometimes instead of calming the storm, you just give us peace instead to be calm through the storm. And I pray that your peace continues with us. For anyone currently going through any storm, going through any challenges, I pray, Father, that as you are with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and even Daniel, oh God, in their pits of trial, oh Lord, I pray that you'll also be with us. Let your angels be with us and bring us through, even into better places. May times of refreshing come upon your children, oh God, and let your name be glorified. Let your will be done. Let us not give up and lose hope. And may we stay with you steadfast until the end, oh God, in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. Praise God, our provider, and the one who comes through, and the God who is unusually generous. And that includes, as my life group was talking the other night, that includes out of the box thinking and not necessarily providing the cash, but providing the clothes or putting chicken on sale. Yes, God is good and he is creative. And unusual in his generosity. I am excited to hear next testimony from Carolee. Carolee is going to be spotlighted and share with us God's glory and his power.
Good morning, Redemption. I belong to the inner healing group that Michelle started, and we were part of the Monday night group, and then a couple of us broke off to a Thursday night group because that worked better for us. The Monday night group prayed for me for inner healing one night for about 30 minutes. And the next day I noticed the bottom of my spine that had been doing a C was straightened. Well, then the two girls that are with me on Thursday night, Andrea and Kai, prayed for me on a Thursday night, and they pray for trauma. And ever since they prayed for trauma that I've experienced, which have been quite a few, my back has been better. It's not totally healed, but the pain has been way less, and I am no longer walking as like this. I'm walking straight. And I just give God the glory. But the one thing it taught me goes along with what Sarah shared, that sometimes when you pray for one thing, God gives you something else. They didn't specifically pray for trauma in my back, but that's what God wanted to heal. But it was connected to other traumas that I had experienced. So I just encourage you to reach out and to get in touch with Michelle or Sarah and say, hey, I'd like some prayer because there's some things in my life that still bug me, and see if God doesn't reach you where you are today. Anyway, God bless you all. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Carolee. Yes, God is good, and he answers even the prayers that we don't know to pray. And he provides in great ways. And so we don't have anyone in line, but that's okay. I'll share a testimony. I don't think I shared this with all of you. I definitely shared this with some of you, but make sure you're thinking about if there's a testimony you would like to share. We do still have a few more minutes, and would love to hear. So have courage, take courage, and share. But I am going to share testimony of my house where I live here in Vancouver. I've definitely shared this with quite a few of you because I love how God provides, and it's a great story of God's provision. So this is in circa 2012. I found out I got into the program I was trying to get into at UBC and would be moving over. And my sister was going to need a roommate. She lives over on the downtown east side, and we thought, oh, we'll live together. That's in February. By the time May rolls around, we thought some more about it and kind of thought maybe it'd be wiser not to live together, but just to be friends and live in the same city, but living together might ask for trouble. So we thought that's not a good idea. And I started to get anxious. I started to think, oh goodness, how am I going to find a place to live in Vancouver? I don't even know where to start. Where do I even look? I'm probably going to be living like 3 hours from Vancouver, and then there's no way I'm ever going to be able to have anyone over, and it's going to be just awful. And I don't even know where to go. And I got very anxious about this idea of trying to find a place I could afford in Vancouver. And I, just very anxious. And I felt like God had this little, gave me this impression of, well, you know, isn't that program really hard to get into? Yeah, it is. And I got you in, didn't I? Yeah, that's true. And haven't I always provided for you in your life, even when things didn't look easy? Yeah, I guess that's true. So don't you think maybe I'll provide you a place to live? Oh yeah, I guess that's true. So I'm not going to be anxious. As Philippians says, I will not be anxious about it. But with prayer and petition and thanksgiving, I will put it before God. And I'll, ask around, look around, do the things people do to find housing, but I don't need to be anxious about it. Sure enough, the next day, someone from my small group says, I have a brother who doesn't live far from UBC, and I asked him before if someone could live there while he's away, because he's away most of the year, but he said no. But I could ask him again. And I said, oh, okay. And I also kind of thought, well, I know why you haven't thought about that before, because God wanted to teach me a lesson. And so sure enough, he said yes. And so I rent someone's home while they're away. And then when they come back, I leave. And it's a very unique kind of living situation, but it's one that has been a blessing over and over again. It's an idea I never would have thought of. And God has used this again and again for other people who can stay with me when their housing fell through, or when they need to be here for medical treatments or whatever it is. God has used this as a blessing over and over again. And those times when I need to be away 2 or 3 times a year for a few weeks at a time, has also been a blessing. Whether lately it's often I have stayed with the Trotters and got to be in fellowship with them, and that has been a blessing for me. and so God's creative in the ways that he blesses us. So glory be to God, and may that be also an encouragement to folks. That it might not be that same thing, but God makes a way. And he might bring you to a different place, but that's okay too, that you are in the palm of his hand. So glory be to our creative, out of the box, God. Glory be to God. And I'm going to check the chat to see. Okay, we have Holly. Will you please spotlight Michelle Wong?
Hello.
Hi, Michelle.
So I wanted to give testimony, in Psalm 40, it says, I proclaim your saving acts in the great assembly. I do not seal my lips, Lord, as you know. I do not hide your righteousness in my heart. I speak of your faithfulness and your saving help. I do not conceal your love and your faithfulness from the great assembly. So every opportunity to be able to share what God is doing, I just feel motivated to share. So one of the very recent things that's happening is, you guys know that we're Americans and we're not able to pop across the border. And both Barry's family and my family are in California, so it's a bit of a drag. But God is so faithful. Barry's parents are ailing. They're having all kind of crazy stuff happen. The mom broke her hip. The dad has Alzheimer's and it started declining. And they both ended up in assisted living. The dad, we want him at home because they say that it helps, the Alzheimer's to not go as quickly. the mom said she, the soonest she could be done is in 6 weeks. And so she was like, okay. And she started like telling us she's going to be out of there. And we're thinking, how is that possible? You have a broken hip. But everybody's like, okay. And we asked people to pray. We're praying. And that woman, without surgery, hip is healed and she's back home. The dad, he was still there. And we're like, oh no, he's going to feel terrible without his wife. He's going to be declined worse and everything. We're just praying. Ernie, I think, stayed behind 2 weeks and then was back home as well. Both are back home, both happy. Celebrated Marianne's birthday yesterday. Praise be to God. We're so grateful. Second, my mom, she's been kind of in a swirl and she's been telling me she thinks she needs to sell her house, that she can't live by herself anymore. And I'm like, oh my gosh, really? So my mom, I never know what to believe because she tells me one thing and then takes it back. But I just started praying. People have been praying. And we found someone that actually my family has known about for a while, but I was a little bit nervous. They told me this person took care of my grandmother. And I was like, no, no, not those people. Those people are horrible. But then come to find out, that wasn't what they're talking about. They're talking about this woman who loved my grandmother so much that when my grandma passed, her name was passed on to other people because she was so amazing. And she's just been bopping around. And now she's ready to take care of my mom. And the word on the street was, my aunt said, Michelle, this woman is great. If when I get old, I want her to take care of me. And my cousin said the same thing. So I'm like, okay, I'll relax. And then I spoke with her. She is amazing. So I'm at peace. God is taking care of both of our parents, even though we can't be there, which is probably best. But anyway, you know how God is. He's so good. He's provided. So I just wanted to let everyone know, thank you for the prayers. God is answering them. Yes, yes, and yes.
Amen and hallelujah. Thank you for sharing, Michelle. Praise be to God. I give glory to God that he gives us these opportunities and that it is really his spirit who opens those opportunities for us. Sometimes it can get discouraging when we have family or friends and like, God, come on, like I'm just waiting and waiting. So praise God that he's on it. He is in control even of those things. And he is faithful to come through. All right. Thank you for sharing this morning of the testimonies of God and his goodness. We have like 5 minutes left. If there is someone else, you can last minute let me know. Monica Muldoon is going to share something. All right. I'll finish my sentence and then I'll invite Holly to starlight or spotlight Monica. But I was just going to say, if outside of this morning, you also have a testimony that you think would be encouraging and would give glory to God, do reach out to elders@redemptionchurch.ca and we can talk about, is this something to share on a Sunday or in some other way? Because we want to testify to God's goodness. All right, Monica.
Yeah, I just, because there's a theme of like creative provision, so I thought this would be encouraging. So kind of, I've been moving towards taking like a pretty big step of faith in my life. And like probably one of the biggest ones. I can't get into all the details, but it's sort of the worry for me is that whole idea of provision. And that's sort of been on my mind. But after kind of taking one more step towards that, a bigger one, the Lord just is like so cool the way he was confirming that he would take care of us. And it was one Saturday, I was literally, I didn't have lettuce and I wanted lettuce for my sandwich. And I was like making my sandwich and I just thought, Lord, like, oh, I wish I could have had lettuce. Like it just kind of sucks without lettuce. And then I get a text from our landlord who lives below and he's like, I'm going away. I have some cucumber and lettuce. Do you want lettuce? I was just like, I laughed out loud. I was like, are you kidding me? That's hilarious. wow, like the instantness of, and not even really, like it was just a thought in my mind. I don't even know if I prayed it, like, Lord, yeah. And so then I went downstairs and he gave me lettuce and I had a great sandwich. And then the second thing was my husband, like, we're like, finances are okay, but like, we don't have a lot to spend. And my husband hasn't bought new clothes in I don't know how long. And it takes him a lot of time to actually go and do something like that. And his clothes are getting pretty worn. I was like, man, when are we going to do that? It was just a thought. Like, I don't even think I prayed about it. And then we've been helping his mom move. And he literally got almost a whole new wardrobe. It's sad, like his dad passed away several years ago, but it was at a stage where it wasn't as hard anymore. And he actually fit like most of his dad's old clothes. It was like really nice stuff too. It was such an amazing gift. And I was just like, wow, that's so cool. And it all happened within the span of a week and a half. And then I got a random message from my high school, like over 10 years ago. Someone in my high school's like, who works there, we just found out that we had $500 we never gave you for a scholarship. How can I send you that money? And I was like, what the heck? Like, that was like 12 years ago or something. God is just so, I felt like he was just showing me the little ways and creative ways he can provide, like food, clothing, even sending money out of the blue. Anyway, so that was like just really encouraging, kind of going along with the theme. So he knows your need, like not even praying, just thinking these things. And yeah, God's good. So I just wanted to encourage you. The lettuce one, I laughed because my landlord doesn't know Jesus. And I was like, that's what I call it. I got to kind of just tell him that, yeah, like I had just thought that and then that happened. And I call that a God thing or a God moment. So that was cool. Anyway, that's my little creative provision stories.
Thank you, Monica. Yes, glory be to God, our creative providing God. And thank God that he hears us and that the church hears us. Even when I don't. Soli, I hear that you have something you would like to share. Please come on up.
In 1989, I was without a job. I was looking for work as a pilot. I had a job in a warehouse, just throwing freight back and forth. And I was praying for a good, stable flying job here in Vancouver. And I applied to Harbor Air then, and I got accepted as a part-time pilot for starters. And then the summer before that, I had just finished a summer training program with the Navigators, which involved working and doing spiritual stuff all week. So it basically required that you would have an 8-to-5 job. So we would work during the day, and then the evenings we had one evening was evangelism, one evening was Bible study, one evening was chores. You know, it was just we were all living together. So it was quite an involved situation, but it required a fairly set schedule as far as what was concerned. And the leader of the Navigators at the time, who I was associated with, was starting a summer training program here in Vancouver. And he asked if I would be willing to be a small group leader here for the summer training program. And I said to him, I says, well, I just got this job with Harbor Air, and if you know my job, it's anything but 8-to-5, weekends off. And then that was in March, and then the program would have started in June, end of May. Anyways, so all through that time between March, April, and May, the verses I was memorizing, the sermons I was hearing, the quiet times that I was having, I just felt God saying, I want you to be part of the summer training program. And I was getting really angry at God, because this job that I had prayed for, a good, stable flying job here in Vancouver, was exactly what I got. It was an answer to prayer. And I was just really getting peeved that God wanted to take this job away. So long story short, I got to about mid-May. And, you know, whenever you're in a tussle with God, yeah, you're not going to win. It's just that simple. If you think you can, you're not. Anyway, I just felt, okay, I said, okay, Lord, I'm trusting you with my eternal destiny. I can trust you with my life and my job. And so I remember going into, I was going to go into my boss's office, and I basically thought, so I decided that I would be part of the training program that summer. Basically, I felt that God was leading me there, that the things that I needed to learn, that he wanted to teach me would be, was where, that's where he wanted me. So I basically thought I was going to walk into my boss's office. I was going to explain to him what I felt being called to. And I thought I'd be walking out of the office without my job. So I was nervous. I was really nervous. So I explained to my boss what I was doing. And he totally misunderstood what I said, because he thought I could only work evenings and weekends. And I said, no, I need my evenings and weekends off. And then he thought about it for a bit. And then he says, yeah, okay, that way you can still stay. We can still use you. We can make it work. And I was just like shocked. I was really, really shocked. It was a real peg, you know, and now 31 years later, I'm still there. But in truth, I think if God is calling you to do something, to stand out in faith, obey. Because the blessings that have come is number one is also just being sure that God has provided me with this job, because I was willing to give it up. It wasn't just me relying on my own smarts, my own talent, my own gifts that he's given me, but it was actually a gift that is from him. And it's been a great gift. I would encourage us. I think we as believers, we need to stand in our faith and to not shrink back. And that's one of the main lessons that I learned. And I just saw God's faithfulness through that. And I would encourage you to, if God is leading you somewhere, if he's niggling away at you, listen to that voice and obey it, because it's the best thing for you, really. It really is the best thing for you. And it's so funny, because just to dovetail on what Monica was saying, as soon as she was saying lettuce, I was just reminded of Hebrews 10, 27 and 28. And let us consider how we may spur one another on towards love and good deeds. And let us not give up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but encourage one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. That's my lettuce verse. Anyways, that's all for me. Thanks.
Amen. Thank you for your testimony, Zoe. Yes, let us praise God together. Oh, this lettuce thing is going to become a thing, isn't it? All right. Yes, let us give glory to God. So God, we give you glory. We take all of these beautiful stories and we wrap them up and we send them back up to you and give you glory. And may our song and our story and our testimony be a beautiful fragrance in your nostrils, in your nose, and may it be a beautiful dance in your sight. Yes, we glorify you and we thank you for who you are. And this morning, for the ways we have heard that you are a generous and unusually generous and creatively generous Father to us. You are good, and we thank you for that. In Jesus' name, Amen.